Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You're listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This year is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA, in zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Let's start today with Siman Aleph, the idea of waking up in the morning. Today we're going to look at three basic concepts. The concepts which are talked about today in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, in the first section, are first, being in front of one's Creator at all times. That's number one. Number two is waking up strong. And finally, our prayers at night, our tefillos, which are done at nighttime. Let's jump straight into each of them. The first concept being that being in front of Hashem, being in front of one's Creator at all times, this takes us through Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes a pasuk which is found in the beginning of Tehillim, which is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. This is a pasuk which we see affixed to the front of many shuls above the Aron HaKodesh, where it describes that I am contemplating, I am thinking about Hashem always in front of me. My Creator is always in front of me. And this is a really important rule that he describes. Righteous people live with this concept, that wherever we go, through the highs and the lows in life, a person is in front of Hashem. In fact, the parable to deepen this concept is that imagine that you were sitting and eating with a dignitary. You're going to be summoned to the king of a particular country. Today, there's less monarchs to be thinking of, and in fact, monarchs aren't such a big deal today. But in the old day, they certainly were, or we can transcribe it. Imagine you were given the opportunity to meet with a person of great power, of great respect, of great influence. The way you would behave, the way you would eat, the way you would talk would be different than perhaps the way you would sit in your own den with your friends and family. And therefore, the way we live, knowing that our Creator is always present, omnipresent, always there, is going to be different as well. That's what this idea is. A few questions about this. First of all, so how does that change? So how does that regulate our behavior? What should that look like? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains two things. Number one is we go to sleep like we are in front of a king, and we wake up in front of a king in such a way, acknowledging his presence in our lives. We do that by, when we wake up, saying the phrase, which is Modeh Ani Lefonecha, I am thankful and I acknowledge in front of you, O King, Melech Chai V'Kayam, living King, Shechazarta Bi Nishmasi B'Chemla, Rabbi Menasecha, that you woke me up and you returned my soul in faithfulness of me. You have a great amount of faith in me and in the people around me. That is an expression of this. That means to say that even perhaps in the most recessed places of our lives, meaning we are performing in public, we return to our bedroom, and maybe we're off, where this is our private recharging space. No, in that space, the Creator is there too, which is going to therefore reform the way we go to sleep and the way we wake up as well. One basic question in halacha is, how could a person say Modeh Ani when they have not yet washed their hands? This seems to be a statement relating to the, Hashem, but a person hasn't even washed their hands. Their hands are not in a cleanly state, as we will see in the next topic. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains not to worry, because this statement of Modeh Ani doesn't include HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It does not include Hashem's name. A person is simply acknowledging in front of the king. The first word a person utters when they wake up is, I admit, I thank. And that's recognizing Hashem is there. Concept number two, again, is waking up strong. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings a very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the name of Yehuda ben Tema, who describes that there are four animals that a person should be like. A person should be az kanamer, which means they should be brazen like a leopard, kal kanesher, light like an eagle, rotz kitzvi, running like a gazelle, and gibor ka'ari, and strong like a lion, to do the will of our Father in heaven. That's what the Mishnah describes us as well. Let's quickly break that down. Basic questions. Why are we supposed to be brazen like a leopard? So the Kitzur explains that this is referring to times in life where we have to do the right thing, but it's embarrassing to do it because people will scorn us, mock us for what we stand for or how we are acting. Be brazen. Don't be shamed by those people. Stand for your values. That's the brazen like a leopard. What does it mean to be like an eagle? The Kitzur explains in this case, it means to say, be quick to avoid problems. Don't get embroiled in things that one should not. And that starts with where one looks, not even who one interacts with.
Sometimes we look at things and perhaps that brings us in. We start thinking, we want, this is how stores work. This is why at the checkout counter, there are candy bars at the counter because they want us to see it and want it. Rather, and that's perhaps a neutral possibility in life, but there's many things which are not neutral, they're negative. Be sure to be light like an eagle, to fly, to make sure to avoid circumstances which will lead us down the wrong path. Number three is, what does it mean to run like a deer, which is commonly translated, a gazelle? What does that mean? So it means to say that we're talking about running to ideas and places, having something that's worthwhile getting to. What are we exerting energy to do in life? Where are we running to? That is number three. And finally, strong like a lion. This one is interesting because why are we supposed to be strong like a lion? To overcome the inertia of life and push forward. It's interesting because we're using this to describe waking up in the morning. Lions actually do a good amount of sleeping, which is interesting. If you look at the average lion in the Serengeti, they're not doing too much waking. But what is interesting is that when a lion is on, when a lion is hunting, when a lion is protecting, when a lion is doing what it should be doing, it will overcome. It is extremely powerful. It will overcome any inertia. It is a very, very powerful beast. And the idea is you wake up in the morning, And it's the winter, and you're like, wow, it's just too cold to get out of bed. Or it's the summer, I just need a little more rest. I was up late last night because it was a wonderful weather. I just want to stay a few more minutes. I hit the snooze one more time. No, have the gevurah, have the strength to overcome the inertia in life. And if a person does this regularly, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one will break that habit and form a new habit to be able to get out of bed in time as well. That is the second concept we just covered. Third concept is prayers at night, tefillos which are said at night. It is interesting that the Kisur Shulchan Aruch quotes the Talmud of Gemara in Brachos, which describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Almighty at night is expressing a certain element of mercy. Kumi Roini Balala, he tells us, get up, rejoice or speak or call out to me at night at the times of the Ashmoris, in the early times of the morning, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Hashem himself is mekonein, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mourning the loss of his presence being imminent in this world, in a world which is devoid of express godliness, a world which is devoid of Israel being, the nation of Israel being as they should be in full expression of his name. At such a time, Hashem mourns that. When does he do that? He mourns this expression of exile, he mourns this expression of the void of the Almighty in the world, when? In the early reaches of the morning. The day is actually divided up into four quadrants, that is from the end of the day, and the beginning of the day, sunset, to the middle of the night, and the middle of the night till the morning, and the morning till the middle of the day, and the middle of the day till the end of the day. The beginning of the night, the first quadrant of the day, is seen as a time of din, of strict justice. And the second quadrant is this time that we're talking about, which is the time of mercy, which is when Hashem is expressing mercy and where, therefore, it is more opportune for people to express mercy themselves, which is why at the time of the Slichos season, the best time to do Slichos is at midnight, meaning not 12 o'clock midnight, but the middle of the night between sunset and sunrise. That's usually between 12:31 in that area, that arena, and at that point in time to say slichos, or early in the morning. So a few basic questions: what is one supposed to do at midnight? So there are special prayers called tikkun chatzos, which are the rectification, which is done at midnight. But there's also things that Kitzur says that one can do. One can say tehillim, one can learn mishnayos, one can pray. And this is a specific time where the mercy is greater as well. What if it's too difficult? What if it's just too difficult for a person? They're holding a job, they've got a family, they just can't do this all the time. The Kitzur says, okay, that might not be possible, but a person should ensure to try to wake up before dawn. Don't let dawn wake a person up. Wake up before dawn. Be a person who's ma'orer es ha-shachar, a person who wakes up the day rather than the day waking them up as well. One may say tehillim and Tanakh orally, because this is a question that he brings up. If one's going to be saying tehillim, psalms, and learning Tanakh at this point in time, how should one be doing this? And the Kitzur explains that one should really be reading this from the actual Sefer, from the book itself, because the written Torah should always be read, unless as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, unless it is a person who is visually impaired or simply does not have the book in front of them. There were many prisoners. If you read the annals of prisoners of Jewish prisoners who've been throughout the ages and absent of any book, and nonetheless they were still able to do this, that is fine. But generally, if one has the Tehillim in front of one should read it from there and not just say it off by heart. Similarly, if one's saying it as a prayer, not just as Tehillim, it is also a right as well. And finally, is there a bracha, is there a blessing on these nightly prayers? And the Kitzur concludes by saying, not its own bracha, it's not Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, our God, but rather it is Baruch Shema Tefillah, blessed is Hashem who hears Tefillah. This concludes our segment today. We looked today at the idea of how we wake up in the morning. We looked at three central ideas. Idea number one is the concept of being in front of the Creator at all times, how to wake up strong, and finally the prayers that are at night. With this we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.